All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Also, Evan Jenkins came storming in, yelling obscenities at me because he thinks the Michigan spread is fishy tonight, too, at 6.5, 7, at 8-15 Penn State. So there you can stop yelling at me. Mind you, MSU was only favored by 7 over Penn State. Mind you. Ticket text, and I want to get to the Kyler Murray stuff. 6 years ago, I listened to you, Mike. God, you love this drop. Just get it out of your system. How many of these do I need to read?
They listen to you,
6 years ago, Roberto still rocked silky silver shirts, Mike. Okay, enough. I absolutely see the logic in State coming out as an underdog. Wisconsin, one of the toughest places to play. Yep. I'm telling you, if you look it up, they went 7 or 8 years without winning a game up there. Foster Lawyer, not a good backup for State. Once Cassius is gone, we're screwed unless there's a new hotshot next year. I don't even want to think about it. I'm kind of horrified right now. It's just Foster Lawyer. I don't know. Maybe he'll prove me wrong by junior, senior year and be awesome, but physically, he is just nowhere near physically ready to be in the Big Ten. He is so small. Not just height. Might be 5'10", might be 155 pounds. That's just not power five point guard. It's just not. And if you're going to be that small, you better have like Tyler Euless quicks. Or you better be Drew Neitzel and be a marksman from like 30 feet. Lawyer does not look to be either of those. 3 to 5 teams in America have a real shot at the title. Josh, let me jot this down just for fun. Okay, obviously Duke. I do not believe Virginia has a shot. I think Virginia's a bunch of phonies. So Virginia's out. I like Gonzaga, especially now with Tully back. I think Duke, Gonzaga. I don't believe in Tennessee. I don't believe in Kansas. Jesus, who do I believe in? Duke and Gonzaga would be the two right now. Who else should I believe in to win it all? Is there a prop bet where I could get Duke and Gonzaga to win the title and you take the field and I can get odds on that?
Update on Goins here from Brendan Quinn. Just got word that Michigan State's Goins participated in shoot around. And will indeed attempt to play tonight. Not certain how much he will play, but he's going to be available.
I think that's one where if he could give you 6 to 8 minutes of defense, and God forbid he has to shoot the ball, you hurt your elbow, who knows what that's going to do to his shot.
Well, you know who we should be talking to about this, who does have information on it? I kid you not, the other day, David, during a commercial break, had a phone call with Kenny Goins' father over here. So David probably has the information on it. They had a great time talking on the phone, didn't you?
We did have a great time.
Why did Kenny Goins' dad call?
Oh, because we were talking about Izzo yelling at him.
I had asked the question, what could Kenny have done after drilling two straight daggers to put State up 3 late? What could Kenny possibly have done for Izzo to go Hannibal Lecter?
Well, the father began to tell me that it doesn't matter how many things Goins does right, he will do 5 things wrong. So he believes that Izzo was just doing things in love, and he needed to do that to his son. He said he's done it plenty of times. So.
Oh, I know. It was just in that moment, kind of felt like there should have been I'm not saying Izzo should have served him a slice of ice cream cake, but I don't know that at that moment, that's what that team really needed.
Yeah, he was joking about it, though. The father was good with it. So.
Okay. Well, hopefully his son is healthy because we need him to stand out there at the top of the key and hit 2 threes a game. I need that.
You were talking about the teams that can win a title, though?
Yeah, I got Gonzaga and Duke. Who else?
Well, and like we were mentioning, the one team that I just can never, ever trust is Virginia.
No.
I know they're always in the top 5, but that's a team you can never pick to win the
title.
What
do you do with Kentucky at this point? Super, super young. They don't have that Anthony Davis or John Wall or Boogie Cousins guy. But, you know, their best player is that point guard, and his best skill is defense. His name escapes me because I'm going a million miles an hour here. But, like, I think Kentucky's good, but could they really win it all? Like, I've got Duke and Gonzaga.
I don't think Calipari does a good job maximizing his talent. Every single year, it seems like they get bounced in the Elite Eight.
I tell you, I don't trust.
Besides when he won it with Davis and Teague in them.
I don't trust Rick Barnes in Tennessee. I don't.
Yeah.
So who? Who am I missing? You want Kansas with Dollar Bill? I didn't like what I saw last night.
No.
Mike, who? Give me the top 15 here.
Yeah.
Pull us up.
So we got Tennessee, Duke.
No. Yes.
Gonzaga.
Yes.
Virginia.
No.
Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't know.
Michigan. I could see them make a run. Maybe someone's opposite.
I'm going to say no. Offensively, they're too challenged.
Nevada.
Okay. Now, do they still have Caleb Martin and his twin, whose name escapes me? What is it? Bob, Pete, Frank, whatever it is. They are the Cornrow twins, and they are good.
Yes.
And Nevada's got Jazzy Johnson. You seen him play?
Caleb and Cody, yeah.
Caleb and Cody, assassins. And then the other kid is Jazzy Johnson, right?
Jazz Johnson, yep.
Jazz Johnson. Mike, that team is really good, and they can score a ton. Here's the problem. Who the hell do they play? And unlike Gonzaga, they don't have the credibility. But like,
Let's see Nevada's remaining schedule. They got Wyoming.
Let's see. Orchard Lake, St. Mary's, DeVry.
Wyoming, San Diego State, Fresno State, UNLV, Utah State, Air Force, San Diego State.
And Port Huron High.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not ready to go there. Who else?
North Carolina.
See, UNC I would put in the Kentucky category, but here's what it comes down to. Is USC going to play defense on any given night? There are nights you sit down and watch UNC and you're like, wow. Like, they played Louisville, like, last week, the week before, and I watched it. I'm like, where's this team been? Then there's other nights, and they all look like five James Hardens out there, guarding no one. Who else?
Houston.
Oh, stop. Is Rob Davis still in school? I caught about 5 minutes of a game of theirs about 3 weeks ago in an empty arena, and I went, what am I doing with my life? And I turned it. Kelvin Sampson basketball. There's no way Davis is still in school. He was a transfer in the first place.
Yeah, Corey Davis. Corey Davis Jr. Is a senior.
No.
I agree.
Rob was the kid who had the, he looked like Pitbull, but he had a ponytail. It was a great haircut.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. Mike, I can't pick Houston. Who else?
Let's see. Marquette.
Marcus Howard. If you haven't watched him, watch him. Best pure scorer in America. Argue it. That kid is unbelievable. But they're not winning the title. Next.
And you have a pair of Big Ten teams, Michigan State and Purdue.
Can't do it. Mike, I'll stick with my list right here. I'll go Duke Gonzaga. And then the two I'm under consideration with would be Kentucky, North Carolina. I can't. You know what? Josh and Novi, if you're still listening, you did a hell of a job saying 3 to 5 teams. Because I really only came up with 2 plus 2 to evaluate. Josh and Novi wins if you're driving around in the ice capades. Congratulations. I'll get more to people. We'll get some Kyler Murray in the mix. 97.1.
By the way, Rob Gray, people are saying.
Rob Gray. I'm sorry. Houston, Rob Gray, Mr. 305. He looked like Pitbull, yes. And he had a great haircut. What do you want me to say? I'm sure he did well in college. Probably
I'm
a
sure
lady killer.
Do.
What am I supposed to say? Something else?
No, we're good. I'm going to say
over here naming
else,
Jazz Johnson on Nevada, and you're breaking my balls. I got a guy wrong on Houston.
No, just a small correction because people were texting. You know, people are they texted in and make all the corrections? But
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.